Tablet 20. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:8. God remembered Noah, a great spiritual being, one of his sons, and his grace arose in him. People like Noah are those who encouraged the Lord that his task is not completely fruitless. They are the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Genesis 6:9. As it can be seen, the description of the generations of Adam stopped at the end of chapter 5 before the generations of Noah are described, and then the generations of Noah are picked up again here. Verses 6:1 to 6:9 describe how the world became corrupt and what the situation was at that time. Noah was chosen to lead the new generation of men to safety. The sentence, "Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations," indicates that Noah had reached perfection, pure consciousness. And Noah walked with God means that he understood and followed the laws of the Lord. Because of these things, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:8. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis 6:10. Noah helped the new generations to start, as symbolized by his three sons. Previously, when explaining the generations of Adam, only the first son was considered, in their likeness. Now here, the names of all three sons of Noah are given. This sudden difference shows the change of the human from a man who was in touch with the power of nature to an intellectual being instead. Also, the sons of Adam were in his image. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own image. But here there is no emphasis that the sons of Noah were in his image. That is, the sons are different than he. There are different types of humans in new generations, not different races. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Genesis 6:11. This violence refers to the climate of the earth. God also decided to change the climate of the earth. The climate had been affected by the actions of the previous generation and needed to be cleansed and changed to fit the new generation. Also, its other meaning is that the people had become corrupt and were violating the laws of the universe, dharmas. They were not following the commandment of nonviolence, not violating the dharma. And God looked upon the earth, and, behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Genesis 6:12. All creatures were bound to the desires of their senses, flesh, and they had forgotten that they were not only flesh, but spirit also. They were lost in their physical senses toward the external world, Maya. Each person was following his own laws. False ego corrupted his way upon the earth, instead of the dharmas, laws of God. This also had affected the earth itself. And God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and, behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Genesis 6:13. God decided to destroy all the old creatures and the earth with the earth, which means to create a new generation with a new climate, earth. Noah, who was a son of God and pleased the Lord, found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6:8, was chosen for this task. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Genesis 6:14. God instructed Noah on how to make a safe place or condition, ark, in order to save the new generation. As we can see, God decided to destroy only the old generation, not Noah and his newly founded generation. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. Genesis 6:15. Further instructions were given on how to save them and bring about the new situation. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Genesis 6:16. And, behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Genesis 6:17. God surely decided to destroy all old things and start a new generation. However, the new generation would not be created abruptly after the flood of Noah. Like all the plans of the Lord, it would take hundreds or thousands of years before being completed. Although the process started 12,000 years ago, its completion occurred 6,000 years ago. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou, and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Genesis 6:18. The new generation would be saved by Noah through his grace. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Genesis 6:19. New animal generations should be saved too. Here God demanded, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark. Later on, God demanded that Noah bring more than two, 7-2, of each animal, so that at least two of them, a male and a female, would stay alive, to keep alive with thee, they shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. Genesis 6:20. Again, emphasis is placed on two of every sort, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Genesis 6:21. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis 6:22. Noah did all the instructions given to him, and he prepared everything to save the new generations of humans and animals for the new climate on earth.